Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
I want to read 2 Samuel 5, verse 20. So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like a breakthrough of water." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, the Lord of breaks, the Lord of breakthrough. So tonight I'm going to continue literally from where I did this morning, but I want to do something very specific this evening. And I'm going to talk to you about obstacles to breakthrough. Obstacles to breakthrough. This morning I spoke to you about the foundations of repentance. One of the foundations that we have in our walk is repentance. Repentance is absolutely critical, and we need to walk in repentance in order for us to be able to continue to have a solid foundation. Amen. But this evening, I want to go after a few things specifically, show you in the Bible how it's important for us, because you may have been here this morning and thought, "I don't have to repent from anything." So I want to show you some things tonight that may cause you to not have a breakthrough. Someone here might need a miracle. They might need a healing. I want to go through a few things that could hinder your healing, could hinder your breakthrough. And I'll give you scripture for all of them. And then we'll just see what God does. Amen? Are you guys okay? You came to the right place tonight. Amen? Amen? One of the first things that is a problem in the church, and it's something that we actually need to repent from, is a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge. Isaiah 5:13 says, "Therefore my people have gone into captivity." Did you hear that? "My people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst." Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. Because we don't know the word. Because we don't know the power of the word. We don't know how what God says and who He is has the potential, the power to set you free, to deliver you. And without that knowledge, it's actually a problem. Because it actually says that without that knowledge, we can go into captivity. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests to me." That's hectic right there. Hectic, is that okay? It's okay to say hectic, right? "For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge." We don't want knowledge. We want to do it our way. We want to do it the way we want to do it. We want to do what's comfortable for us. Something that makes us uncomfortable, we don't like it. But we need knowledge. We need a knowledge of the word. Don't worry, it's going to get pretty intense in just a little bit. One of the second things, or the second thing this evening that I want us to pray for, and at the end of this, once I've gone through all of these, we are going to pray together over all of these things in our lives. Is that okay? And then we're going to kick some devil butt. Is that okay? Yeah. The second thing is unbelief. Unbelief is one of the worst things that we as believers can have, because without faith it is impossible to please God. So if you have unbelief, you are not operating in faith, you are operating with unbelief. And we see, I had so many ideas of what I could preach about unbelief, but then if I get into one story, we'll be here all day. So let's just read Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief." Did you hear that? Unbelief produces an evil heart in departing from the living God. "But exhort one another daily while it is called today." How many of you know you can't do anything about yesterday, but you can do something about right now? You can do something right now. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Unbelief is a sin. Unbelief produces or comes out of a heart that is evil. So unbelief is one of the things that we need to take a look at in order for us to be free. If you have unbelief, it can hinder your breakthrough. If you have lack of knowledge, it can hinder your breakthrough. If you have unbelief, it can hinder your miracle. If you have unbelief, it can hinder you going to the next phase in your walk with God. Unbelief is a sin. Amen. Amen. Oh, but Pastor, I have nothing to repent from. Okay. How about unconfessed sin? Unconfessed sin. Proverbs 28:13 says, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. I always say that hidden sin is the devil's happy place. Hidden sin is the devil's happy place. As I counsel people, I've noticed how something that is hidden causes them often to be in tremendous bondage. And we can do deliverance, we can pray, we can do what we like, but that hidden sin often is the cause of a serious stronghold in that person's life. The biggest thing is to confess it to God, because He's good and faithful and He will forgive you. Don't hide. Listen, some people actually believe they can hide their sin from God. Really? Really? Come on. Lord, I never sinned. Really? I didn't really sin. You can't hide anything from Him. He knows it all anyway. So ask Him to show you what's in your heart. You may not like what you see. I know this from experience. But we have to do that. Is that okay? Let me give you something here. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you hear that? Don't hide your sin. Confess it to Him. He's faithful and just. He forgives you and He cleanses you from all unrighteousness. So the first one we dealt with was a lack of knowledge. The second one was unbelief. The third one is unconfessed sin. And the fourth one, which is a big one, is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will hinder you from having your breakthrough. How do I know this? Mark 11 verse 25 says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Did you hear that? This is the word. If we do not forgive, we cannot be forgiven. I need to say this again, because this is one of the devil's favorite things in the church. Unforgiveness produces power in the enemy's life, in your life. Because what it does is it strips the right to forgive you from God. If you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven. If you need a miracle, if you need a breakthrough, if you need a healing, you will not get that breakthrough, that healing, that miracle, more than likely, unless you forgive. Oftentimes, this will be the cause of a lack of breakthrough, a lack of miracle, a lack of supernatural, a lack of healing, a lack of deliverance. Oftentimes, it's because of unforgiveness. This has probably, in my ministry, been probably the biggest thing. Unforgiveness. Sometimes that unforgiveness is rightfully there because someone has done something really bad to you. But how many of you here know that you cannot not forgive? Because you have been forgiven. And how many of you want to always be forgiven? So whenever you go before God, just, Lord, if there's anyone I need to forgive, let me see them. Show them to me. I forgive them. I release them. I set them free. You can even bless them. Do unto others as you will have done unto you. Amen. and forgiveness. The fifth one, and I want to really talk about this evening, because I feel like in my spirit there's a lot of this hidden in the church, even in our church. And that's occultic involvement. Occultic involvement. Leviticus 19:31 says this: do not defile yourself by turning to mediums or to consult. This is in the New Living Translation. Can you put that up for me in the New Living? I'm going to give you two verses in the NLT and then we'll go back to the New King James. Are you doing that? Did they change it? Did they change it? Okay. Do not defile yourselves by turning to mediums or to those who consult the spirits of the dead. I am the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 18:10-11 says this: for example, never sacrifice your son or daughter as a burnt offering. Imagine. And do not let your people practice fortune telling. Did you hear that? Amen. Or use sorcery, or interpret omens, or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead. You cannot consult with the dead people. You cannot consult with someone that's dead, or go to a spiritualist church, or go to a psychic and consult with them. It opens the door to the supernatural, but the wrong side. You will give the enemy a right to have rule in your life in an area. You will give the enemy authority. If you go to a fortune teller and she pulls out her tarot cards, best you believe, when those cards come out, something in the spirit happens. And it isn't good. It will defile you. It will cause you to not be able to have breakthrough. You may have done this many years ago, come into the church, never spoke about it because you realized it's wrong. But I want to tell you that tonight is the night you need to confess it. You need to give it to God so that the power of the enemy can go away. You will know that things are wrong in your life because you'll have things happen to you. You'll have accidents all the time. You'll always have something go wrong. You'll be sick all the time. These are things like curses that can come upon you because of spirits that you've allowed in your life, specifically in the area of occultism. Horoscopes. Oh, I could give you scripture for that. You don't do that stuff. Don't believe in the stars. Believe in Jesus. Amen. There's only one star we need to follow, and that was the one that brought him. Let me read a few things here to you real quick. You guys okay? We're going to be quick tonight. We're going to get into ministry in just a minute. I've actually got like two things left and then I'm done. Horoscopes, fortune telling, tarot cards, occult, Ouija boards that they sell in the shop down the road. Oh, it's innocent, Pastor Alex. Oh, no, it's not innocent. I've done deliverance on people who have been involved in the occult, Satanism, witchcraft. There are no white witches, or there are white witches. They call themselves white, but I promise you it's very, very dark. There's only the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. There's no in-between. It doesn't say there, don't go to dark witches. It says don't go to witches. Yes. No witchcraft. Yes. Good or bad. Because good is not good. You've seen what some people say about things that are evil. They call them good. Stay away from it. If you've been involved in it, you need to break with it tonight. If you want a breakthrough, if you want a miracle this evening in this place, tonight's the night. You need to just give it to God. You need to give it to Him so that you can be free. You may have been involved, listen to me. You may have been involved in some kind of brotherhood, some kind of a brotherhood cult. Don't think for one second that something like Freemasonry is okay. It's not. It's very dangerous. Freemasonry at the lower levels is not so bad in front of your eyes, but when you start getting up to the levels of the 30s, they make you do the most shocking things. If you were in a fraternal in college and you had to make covenants and make promises and make brotherly bonds and commitments and covenants, these things are dangerous. You need to break them. Secret societies, secret organizations, cults is what we call them. That's a real cult, not Oceans. Amen. It's okay. Take a deep breath. You'll be okay. Amen. When you make a blood covenant, you cut yourself. And you make a covenant with someone else with blood. Brother, that is one of the strongest forms of covenant. You need to break that thing off you. I'm not saying that if you were in a fraternal that you're full of demons. That's not what I'm saying. You know what you did within that fraternal. But you need to know everything about it. The covenants that you made, you need to know, are those covenants dangerous? Do they cause you to have a tie, a soul tie, a connection that is dangerous? Because any covenant outside of God and your marriage is probably not a very good one. Especially when it's connected to somebody or something that is ungodly. You can have good covenants, like for example, David and Jonathan had a strong friendship, according to scripture. That wasn't bad. They had a covenant between each other. That's not bad. But if it's ungodly, it's dangerous. Let me give you a scripture. Exodus 23 verse 32. Exodus 23 verse 32. You shall make no covenant with them nor with their gods. Make no covenant with any other religion. Make no covenant with any other brotherhood. Make no covenant with anything like that, because it can lead to trouble. If you know that your father, your grandfather was involved in Freemasonry and they were at a very high level in Freemasonry, you need to break that off you. You need to break that off you tonight. You need to renounce it. In your bloodline, you need to break it off you. This is the night that we're going to break all this stuff off. Yes. Amen. Yes. I cannot tell you how many young people back in the day when I was young. I'm old now, you know. I used to do deliverance on young people that were involved in some form of occultism. Played with Ouija boards and stuff like that. Oh, but nothing ever happened, Pastor Alex. We start doing deliverance, and the only way they get free is when they confess. Remember something, church. Demon spirits know how to hide. But they're getting a little uncomfortable right now. Well, why are you talking about demons? Listen, have you read your Bible? Have you seen what Jesus did in the Bible? How many times he cast out demons? In fact, it was a massive part of his ministry. The only place we don't see it is in church today. I don't know why. But if you look at the early church, they continued the same ministry of Jesus, laying hands on the sick and casting out demons. When Philip left Jerusalem and went into Samaria, the first thing he did was cast out demons. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, comes in and it clashes with the kingdom of darkness. And when there's a clash, guess what? Someone's got to go. But what we as believers have not done is we have not dealt sometimes with the things from our past, because we haven't been taught this stuff. And so this evening I want to challenge you. I've given you a list of things. There are other things as well. We can talk about sexual perversion and all that. But tonight specifically, these things I want to cover. I want to cover these things this evening because I believe there are people, two things. One, you will start to experience breakthrough in your personal life. Breakthrough in your marriage, breakthrough in your personal life. Two, you will find that tonight you'll get healed. You'll find that tonight you'll get healed because of something. Now, as I explained earlier on, there can be a curse working as well because of these things that could have happened to you, specifically in the occult area. And as we pray in just a minute, we pray over this stuff, what we'll do is I will break the curses. All right. Is that okay? Yeah. We'll break the curses tonight. Can I ask you if you could just, but with a show of hands, who says, I need this tonight? Let me see quickly, your hands go up real quick. Amen. 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 Okay, let's all stand. Let's get right to it. Are you guys okay? Yeah. This morning I taught on repentance. Tonight I'm going to show you how to do it. The enemy likes to hide. Father, tonight in Jesus' name, I pray that you will expose every evil spirit, every stronghold, everything that the enemy desires to do against any person in this place, every curse that has been put on them through the bloodline, Father. I pray tonight, Lord, that it would be broken. Father, as we begin to declare tonight, Lord, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just fill this place. That you would just fill this place with your presence. And that you would come, Lord, and that you would set us free. Father, I know there are people here this evening that are desperately in need for a miracle in their bodies, in their health. I pray, Father, once we have gone through these things, if there's anything else, you would reveal it to them. And Father, that they would confess it. And they would be set free tonight. And then, Father, as we pray, I ask that you would just come. And you would be what you are. The healer. The deliverer. The lover of our souls. The one who died and was raised again for us. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God who was and is to come. The I am that I am. For you have never changed. You will always be the same. The same things you did back then in the Old Testament and in the early days in the New Testament. Surely you will still do them now. And so we humble ourselves this evening in this place. We ask, Lord, that you would just fill this place tonight with your power. That there would be power present. There would be an anointing present for deliverance and for healing. And Father, I pray that there would be breakthrough after breakthrough. That Father, like David was, when he came to you and said, shall we go into this land, Father, that tonight I believe you have given me a word and said that if we do this tonight, surely there will be breakthrough. Surely we will have breakthrough tonight in this place. And so, Father, I thank you for the anointing. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here in the name of Jesus the Christ. Now, I'm going to pray, and then I want you to pray with me. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you a minute to pray. And then I'm going to pray over the next thing, and I'm going to give you a minute to pray. And then I'm going to pray over the next thing, and then I'm going to give you a minute to pray. And then once we're done at the end, I'm just going to break everything off you. Is that okay? And then after that, we'll see what God wants to do. I may call you up. We'll see. Is that okay? All right, let's go. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for a lack of knowledge. Father, fill us with your word. Fill us with a hunger for your word. In the name of Jesus. Father, in any area, in this space, where the enemy has authority, forgive us now. And Father, I ask you now for that enemy to go in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I come to you now. And I ask you to forgive me for unbelief. I ask you, Lord, that you would heal my evil heart of unbelief. And I ask you now to strip the enemy of any authority because of unbelief in Jesus' name. Now take a minute and speak to God about this right there where you are. Come on, let me hear you pray. Come on, guys. Oh, yes, Lord. Unbelief, go. Spirit of unbelief, go. Spirit of unbelief, leave. Spirit of unbelief, go. Spirit of unbelief, go in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we come now in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for any unconfessed sin. Lord, that you would reveal anything in our hearts that needs to be brought to light this evening in this place. That you would wash us in the blood of Jesus. Make us whole. Make us new. If you're sitting here this evening and you have an unconfessed sin, just cry it out to him right now, right where you are. Just begin to declare it to him right now. Ask him to forgive you. Just confess that sin to him right now. And his word says that he will cleanse you. He will forgive you. And he will make you holy. Just do it right now. Come, let's do that. Let's do that. Unconfessed sin. And so, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because you have given us authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. And Father, every hidden sin in this place and every spirit attached to that sin, right now in Jesus' name, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Leave now in Jesus' name and never return in the name of Jesus. Leave every person, leave every family, leave everything now on these people in Jesus' name. And I give you thanks and praise for it right now. Now, let's pray. If we have any unforgiveness towards any person, Father, we confess unforgiveness to you right now. We bring unforgiveness to you now in this place, in the name of Jesus. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would reveal unforgiveness to us, that we would set them free tonight in this place. Your word declares that if we forgive, we will be forgiven. Father, I pray that any authority that the enemy would have on any person in this place right now, that Lord, you would just break the power of that spirit now in Jesus' name, and that unforgiveness would come. If there's someone you need to forgive, forgive them now. Call it out now. Speak to God now, right where you are. Come on. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Father. Thank you that as we forgive, that you forgive us. Thank you, Father, that you strip the enemy of any authority and right tonight in this place in the name of Jesus. As we forgive in Jesus' name, I give you thanks. I give you praise. Every spirit that is attached to unforgiveness that has been exposed tonight, I serve you notice, not by might or by power, but by the Spirit of God. I charge you, the blood of Jesus is against you. You must go. You must leave now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Now, 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 now. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we come before you and we ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for any involvement in any occultic activity, Satanism, witchcraft, sorcery, divination, fortune telling, tarot cards, Ouija boards, Father, horoscopes, Lord, anything, Lord, that is connected to the occult, anything that is connected to darkness, in the name of Jesus, we confess it now. We release it now. We ask for forgiveness now. Let's begin to do this. Begin to cry out. Tell God whatever it is. Confess it now. Ask God to release you now. Ask for forgiveness now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. People are going to be set free tonight. The devil will have no hold on you. I take authority over any bloodline curse of occultism, Satanism, witchcraft, and sorcery. I take authority of every candle that has been lit against your family, against your loved ones. In the name of Jesus, I charge you. I take authority over any occultic curse that has been sent against you. Any curse of Satanism, witchcraft, sorcery, I break its power off you tonight in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit connected now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we ask that you would forgive us for being connected in any way to any form of brotherhood cult, any form, Father, of covenant that we've made outside of you that is not godly, any fraternal covenant that is evil or bad, any blood covenant that we've made, Father, we ask right now that you would wash us in your blood. If that's you, begin to confess it right now. If you know your ancestors have been involved in Freemasonry or witchcraft or anything like that, confess it now. Bring it up before God right now in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And Father, you have heard our confession. You have heard us come before you. We have confessed. We have exposed the darkness tonight in this place. Father, I pray you are the Lord of breaks. I thank you, Lord, that tonight in this place, that the anointing will break the yoke of every spirit, of every power, of every wicked force in heavenly places that desires to come against any person in this place. I take authority over you now in Jesus' name. Your time is up. You must go now in Jesus' name. I break every curse in the name of Jesus, every bloodline curse, every sexual curse. I break off you now. Every covenant, every blood covenant, I break off you now. Every soul tie, I break it off you now in Jesus' name. Now tonight, be free in this place, for surely you have the children's bread. Surely you have deliverance at your expense now. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you thanks, we give you worship in Jesus' name.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.